In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Root of Jesse, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, normally, would be celebrating Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, but today also, so we'll still talk about that a little bit, even though it's celebrated tomorrow. The Gospel talks about a tree that must bear fruit, or they will lay an axe at it and chop it down. And the first reading talks about a tree, the stump of Jesse, that Our Lady is truly the root of Jesse, that from that root or stump, a shoot shall blossom, being Christ our Lord, the descendant in his human nature from the line of David, who Jesse being the father of David, and Our Lady being of the same tribe of David, is that one living shoot that shot out from that line of David that ended, that the dynasty that was prophesied that would never end. Many of the Jews probably thought, what happened here when Solomon and that whole line finally ended? They wondered, well, where's this never-ending dynasty of David? Well, it's Our Lady in that she would be the one who would bring forth the King of Kings and the Son of David, who would rule forever in his divine glory, in his church, and for all eternity in heaven. Our Lord will be our Lord and Master, and the one who will truly place us all, those who are faithful to him, under his heavenly rule and under the Father forever, for all eternity. We will worship in and with and through Christ for all eternity. So Our Lady is that great sign of hope that was extended to the Israelites, to the Jews, looking for this sign, this great sign that we'll hear more about as Advent proceeds, this great sign that would give them hope to know that the Virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel. That this is where we look to Our Lady in many ways to help point us to Christ. Not only was she the one that pointed the early prophets of old to Christ, or the Jews were looking for this virgin, and that she pointed them to the Messiah, to the Emmanuel, God with us. But even today and for to the end of time, Our Lady will be that sign that points us to Christ. So, today I wanted to talk about how Our Lady, how we need to become like her so that we can do like her. And so it's important that we become like Our Lady and that we look to that sign, because just as she formed Christ in his human nature in her womb, she is very essential in forming Christ in us, his divine nature by grace, in forming us into being, you might say, another Christ, to be little Christs out there in the world today, to form us into the image and likeness of Christ, which is her vocation and her mission, along with her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And as we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, tomorrow and even today in our hearts, that this is her duty, her mission given to her by God from all eternity, to be with her Son in the work of sanctification, salvation. That it's important that we understand the importance of Our Lady in God's plan. If we don't, I think we're going to miss sight, as many of the saints have said, if Our Lady's not in the picture, Christ is not understood. And maybe that's the reason why so many Catholics today are not on fire with their faith. Obviously, our Protestant brothers and sisters, it seems that they jettisoned Our Lady, and they're gradually, even slowly, becoming more and more, you might say, the corruption or the degradation of their understanding of Christ is becoming more obvious every day as the Protestant brothers and sisters, many of them are accepting things which are abominations to Christ, you know, same-sex marriage or homosexual unions and abortion. Obviously, Our Lady is a key to finding Christ and the key to refinding Him if we haven't. And it always seems that Our Lady is that last stumbling block for our Protestants to come back into the church. But she is not a stumbling block, really. If they were to maybe address their difficulties with Our Lady, they would make a quicker return to the church, because I think Our Lady would, once you understand Our Lady's role, then you understand the Son. It, as we know, even today, as Pope, I mentioned earlier, Pope John Paul II mentioned about how the Immaculate Conception is a great synthesis of our Catholic faith. That if we really understand the Immaculate Conception and its importance and its significance, and we understand it as the Church understands it, as Christ has revealed it to us, then we will have, I think, we'll be on good foundation, and we will have a Catholic faith that is well-formed and on good footing. If we don't understand Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, or we have some strange ideas about what it means, then I don't think our Catholic faith is going to be well-founded, and as we know, even our Protestant brothers and sisters, you'll probably be Catholic in name, but Protestant in your thinking for all purposes. So I think that in order to know Our Lady, it's essential. If we don't know her, we can't love her. And if we don't know her, we won't find Christ in His fullness and in his perfection. Because as Father Noubert, I believe, wrote, and it's a quote I think that has a lot of significance, even though it's a simple little phrase, "No Mary, N-O, no Jesus, N-O, Jesus." And no Mary, K-N-O-W, no Jesus, K-N-O-W. And to me, that's a simple formula for trying to get back to the roots of our faith, because Our Lady is there at the foundation of it. Those doctrines and dogmas concerning Our Lady are so key to understanding Christ, whether it be the Immaculate Conception, especially her perpetual virginity, that great sign, her assumption that she is, you know, the one who participated in a unique manner in the redemption, because she is already reigning with her Son, glorified body and soul in heaven, that, you know, the church in its perfection is already established in Our Lady, and then the her divine maternity. And, of course, that one that we hope will soon be proclaimed, which fulfills and completes the perfect picture of Our Lady, her co-redemption, mediation of all graces. And this is important. And as we're in this Advent season, it's very Marian, the Advent season, because how can you find Christ without Our Lady? How can you talk about the Messiah and the Son of God without talking about the Mother of God? And it's all those Protestants, our Protestant brothers and sisters who somehow want to celebrate Christmas without Our Lady, are missing an essential point. Even G.K. Chesterton says, you know, to try and depict the child without the mother would seem, it's a logical disconnect. You know, there's something not working there. Every child points to a mother, and that this divine child points to a mother who is very important in recognizing and understanding him. Even Origen says, how can you contemplate the Word of God if you have not yet first rested your head on the breast that upon which the Son of God rested his? You know, and that's, I think, that we need to realize the importance of Our Lady in God's work. And we need to ponder her mystery so that we can greater, as I said, know her. And in knowing her, love her. And in loving her, we will also, because Our Lady never leaves us just to her, but she always takes us to her Son. And so the degree that we grow in our relationship of loving and knowing Our Lady, as St. Maximian so well understood, we will then know and love even more so her Son and the Church, which is his mystical body. This is, I think, something that as Catholics we need to become more and more Marianized in the good sense and understand that the essential and central role Our Lady has. So many Catholics today keep talking about, in many ways they sound more Protestant in some ways, that Christ is, of course, central, but we will not find Christ, we will not find him in his fullness if we somehow try to do it without Our Lady. That's more of a Protestant way of trying to operate. But as St. Bonaventure said, that the Incarnation in its first moment and in every moment since then, that means from the time of the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel said to her, will you become the Mother of God? The mode of the Incarnation is Marian. And that whenever the Word is made flesh, whether it be that first moment when Our Lady said fiat, or when the Word is made flesh by the mystical work of God's grace in a soul to make them a child of God, that it's a Marian event, that Our Lady is working there, even if we don't even acknowledge it or recognize it. But it's such, and we cannot deny it, for that's the way the workings of God's grace is. So if we really want to bear fruit, as our Lord says in the gospel, then we have to graft ourselves onto that Marian vine. When our Lord says, I am the vine and you are the branches, well, that vine has Marian roots. That's the stump of Jesse. And if we're not going to put ourselves on that same vine, we're not going to find Christ, which is the fruit of that vine. We're going to be always, somewhere, but we're not going to get to where we need to be. Our Lady is that, when we talk about ways to Christ, she's the royal highway. As we hear, during the Advent, prepare the way of the Lord. Flatten out every high hill and fill in every low place. Our Lady is that smooth highway, you might say, the superhighway that leads us to Christ. And otherwise we'll be in going through the back roads and over hill and over dale and having to use a much more difficult path when our Lord has already given us the way. He came to us through that way, and that's the way we should return to him. And this is the important thing about this, the Advent, that the way in which we proceed to Christ and as he comes to us is through Our Lady. So that's why Advent is always such a Marian time, because we cannot talk about the Incarnation and the coming of the Son of God without that Marian atmosphere, the Marian prefigurement, the Marian dimension to it. And so if we're going to also welcome in him into our souls today, then we also have to become Marianized. We have to be like Our Lady to welcome him into our souls. You might say that Christ is looking for another Blessed Virgin Mary's pure soul that he can come and dwell in. And that's why we have to become like Our Lady, so that he can come to us. That's always what he's looking for, is that he wants to have a little house like Our Lady that he can visit. And so that's why we need to have that Marian aspect in our soul. She's the, you might say, the model or epitome, the icon of what Christ is looking for in a soul. That to the degree that he sees that, the temple of the Lord is Our Lady. And he comes to that temple wherever he finds that Marian imagery and Marian aspect. So that's why it's so important that we become like Our Lady, so that he can come and dwell with us, that we can be that Marian vine, that we're on the same vine that Christ sprung from, and that she is the one that will help us to be grafted on to that. We were grafted on at baptism, and to the degree that we allow her to give us the graces we need, then we will always be attached to that vine and bear good fruit. That's the fruit that our Lord is looking for, Marian fruit, fruit that reminds him of his mother's virtues and graces that we have received. Tomorrow I'm going to talk more about the doing like Our Lady, but the becoming like her is so important today as we contemplate, you know, the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. St. Maximian Kolbe so much stressed the importance of becoming like her. And to the degree that we allow Our Lady to do that, then we will become pleasing trees that bear pleasing fruit to him. So many people today on December 8th, you know, make their consecrations to Our Lady or renew their consecration. And that is where we need to start if we want to become like her. Father Peter wrote recently in an article, he said that the truest form of devotion to Our Lady, the truest form is consecration to her. That really it's the perfection of devotion to the Mother of God. If you want to become and love her most perfectly, then you need to give yourself to her totally. As our Lord even said from the cross, behold your mother. Behold your mother. Behold that root of Jesse, that Marian vine that has, the cross is the tree of life. Well, that tree of life is standing next to it is that vine that bore the great fruit and still bears that great fruit of souls consecrated to our Lord through his Blessed Mother. Let us ask Our Lady today for that grace to live up to our consecrations if we're making them for the first time or renewing them in this period of time for calling to mind this great mystery of the Immaculate Conception. That we will truly live out our consecrations as fruitful members of the mystical body of Christ and children of Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.